¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Time to answer the internet. Various questions called from the internet by the folks at Barstool Sports. I've purchased as many decks as they will let me, and they are set at random, and we will ask the questions to various members of the show.
Okay.
Alex, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
You usually get the first one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What STD would you take willingly if you know you could pass it on to your biggest enemy?
How do I have to pass it on?
Yeah, how does that happen?
Or is it just like a magic thing where I get it and ha!
I don't have that answer. I think, let's say you can magically pass it on.
Okay. And then I don't have it anymore?
No, you still
or
keep
I
it.
I still have it. Okay.
But you know, they have it too, Steve.
You know what? I'm taking one that can be cured up by antibiotics. I don't wish enough ill on my enemies to want to have to endure my own issues.
I agree.
I don't really want them. No thanks.
I don't know who would say yes.
Yeah, whatever the mildest one is, that's the one.
Steve, I want to give you one that's a little more realistic.
Okay.
Would you rather travel by dog sled pulled by little people or live in Super Mario World? Are you jealous?
God, yes. These are two amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
One feels a little offensive.
Yeah.
The other one is having a dog sled.
That would be fun for, you know, if I was just going down to my friend's house down the street. But, I mean, realistically, I don't want to ride in a dog sled every day to work. So I'll take the living in Super Mario World.
That'd be pretty sweet.
But there's so many dangers.
I mean, that's true. Super Mario dies eventually every time.
I have a lot more experience with that game than I do with riding in dog sleds.
Oh, because you're Italian?
Yes, I'm an Italian plumber.
Such a little plumber. Because Steve will fit in most pipes.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
He's killed by a turtle. Yeah.
It's all an experience with man-eating plants that come out of pipes.
Yeah, he'll smash his head into bricks for prizes.
It's his fist, Kelly. Fist.
Oh, he doesn't bump it with the top of his head?
No, he hits it with his fist.
Oh, man. I got to check out the graphics on my Wii because I think they're outdated.
Kelly?
Yes.
This is the next one.
Okay.
At what age should a person give up on saving yourself for the right person?
18.
18?
Yeah, I know. How do you answer that question?
Well, how old were you last year?
35. I think you got to give up. Honestly, I don't think you should give up.
I agree.
I don't think you should give up because I think you got to find a lot of wrongs to get to the right, you know?
Yeah.
And I have been with so many wrongs and I mean hundreds, you know? Don't ever give up.
Don't ever give up.
36, barren and mediocre looking and look at me.
But didn't it say saving yourself for the right one? So that means like being abstinent.
Oh, yeah. So you want to change that back to like 13?
No, 18.
Yeah. Okay. This isn't how long do you wait till you just give up and marry someone.
Yeah.
This is.
That's true.
If 18 feels too young, 21.
If you're saving yourself, then yeah, like you've committed, you're wearing like a matching ring with your dad.
No, yeah. You got to spread that stuff around while it's young and fresh.
Yeah.
That's true. Nobody wants to plant dead flowers.
No.
Maitland.
Oh, God.
Is it okay to floss while you're sitting on an airplane?
Yeah.
It is?
Sure. If you got those little pick, like the flossing picks, why not?
Wait, so if you have to use regular floss, it's not, but if you have the little...
Yeah.
So you have a tool.
Yeah.
Steve?
I agree with Maitland.
Is it okay to floss on an airplane?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I mean, what other kind of picking can you do? Can you pick your nose on an airplane? Pick your feet?
Ooh, don't do that.
I'm with Maitland. If you can do it subtle and no one notices, if you've got one of those little picks and you're... And you can, if something's really driving you crazy, then it's not too big
of
a deal.
You can pick your butt subtly with nobody noticing, but you still shouldn't do it on a plane.
If nobody sees you, did it happen? Nope.
Kelly.
Yes.
Would you rather be the Pope or the leader of North Korea?
I'm going to say the leader of North Korea, just because I've never seen North Korea, and I want to real bad.
You don't
want
to see the inside of the Vatican and have access to all those secrets?
But I'm allowed to do that, and we know those secrets. It's all in a book. But as far as North Korea goes, I don't know. I don't know anything. And then I feel like maybe some of those people might need a new leader so I can be like, we can open these borders and you could maybe escape finally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm Steve, like, you could be like the world's hero.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I'm going to North Korea.
Nobody looks at the Pope as the world's hero.
No, and he's already like the current one. They call him the cool Pope.
Yeah. That bar is low.
I'm not going to outcool the cool Pope.
The last one looked like a villain from Star Wars.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
And was a Hitler youth. So the current guy being the cool Pope, it's not a big hurdle to jump over.
No, not really.
Maitland, would you rather have one song stuck in your head the rest of your life or never be able to hear new music again?
Well, one song the rest of my life. If I can listen to other songs, it's just that one's the one that's always playing in my brain.
That's true.
Do y'all have one song that is kind of like the one, like I got one, it's the Sometimes I Wonder What I'm Gonna Do Cause of...
Summertime Blues.
Yeah, that one. That's always in my head.
It is.
Isn't that so random?
Of all the songs for you, I wouldn't have guessed one by Alan Jackson or Eddie Cochran.
I can't get it out of my head my whole life.
Wow. That's really something.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do because there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Steve, what about you? What song gets stuck in your head most often?
I mean, Dominic the Donkey, of course, every year.
Sure.
For months at a time.
Mine's a different one every 10 minutes, I think. To everyone's
chagrin.
One
song stuck in my head for the rest of my life, or I can never hear...
Music again.
New music again.
Yeah, you said new music.
Yeah, new music.
Oh, I'll go with never hear new music again.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Really, I've heard so many songs that I'm going to be in pretty good shape with the songs I've already heard.
I just don't want one song stuck in
my
head.
No, who would want that?
It's not so bad.
Every day has a soundtrack.
Yeah. Every day. Kelly's over there, like bloodshot eyes. Like, no, it's fine.
Fine.
It's fine. And it's really those only two sentences that I know.
Have you tried calling your doctor?
No.
He'd just say, nope, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Yeah.
If you could erase one thing from your mind so you could relive it for the first time, Hot Wings, what would it be?
Relive it for the first time. Maybe. I think it would probably be the birth of my kids. I mean, I guess I'd pick one, but they were both amazing, so either one is fine.
Which kid do you want to see their birth again more?
You know what? Liam's, because they almost screwed me out of seeing that one. You know how they're supposed to come get you?
Yeah, they forgot you?
Yes!
Really?
Yes. So I walked in like as it was like basically happening.
Did they have to like push him back in and go, don't tell anybody?
Yeah, it was awful. It was that was really weird. Yeah.
Maitland, you can instantly have one talent. What is it?
Ooh, the drums.
Really?
Yeah, like being really just sick at the drums would be fantastic.
Let's make it a different challenge. You can instantly give anyone else on the show one useless talent that they would be proficient in and too proud of to not know that no one cares. What would it be? And who?
Too proud to not know that no...
So it's like a really stupid skill. Like if you gave me, I'm the best kazoo player in the world, but I have the inability to recognize that that's something no one wants.
Oh, so you're whipping out the kazoo every time.
Yeah, and everybody's just rolling their eyes. Okay, so really,
so you're Lady Gaga at lunch, but with a kazoo.
Yes.
Okay. Think free beer. I give you the skill of eating shrimp.
Wow, the world's best shrimp eater.
I don't know.
He's just constantly eating shrimp.
I just, like everywhere I go,
hey, look at how good I am.
I have shrimp cocktail in my pockets.
Check it out.
Hey, everyone, check this out.
I'm awesome at eating shrimp.
I eat the tails.
I think Hot Wings would be really good at standing on his tippy toes for extended periods of time.
All right. Look how tall I am. These calf muscles are strong.
Look at these little toes go.
Mm-hmm. Steve.
Yes.
If every time you watched porn, it took a day off the end of your life, would you live to the end of the year?
I hope so. I mean, I can't say for sure.
Is this starting from the beginning or from now?
From the beginning.
Oh, I'm dead already.
You think you've...
Hold on. Follow-up question. Are you saying for each porn-watching session or each individual clip?
Even if you hover the cursor over and just see the little GIF.
That counts as one.
That's one day.
And then I hover over the next one. That's two. That's...
So you better choose wisely.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it takes a long time to find the right one that, you know, you need for the day.
Yeah, seriously.
What you need
again,
for the day.
Again,
yeah.
Like it's a pharmacy.
Yeah, again.
No, he's
I'm dead already.
Yeah, I don't think I'm lasting much longer. What are there, 50-some days left in this year?
No.
I might make it. It's going to be close, though.
You think you might be dead now? Do you think, okay, let's say... To take 10 years off your life, you would have had to have watched 3,650 porns in your life. You're not shrinking from this number, I see.
I mean, if you're talking about just
3,650,
every time you hover over one of them.
Right. I mean, you could go through 20, 25 each time.
Easily.
Don't you just hit the pick for me button and watch whatever comes up?
No.
There's a pick for me button?
Come on.
That's a good idea.
That's such an amateur move.
It really is.
Look,
sometimes you have to go like page after page going, God, what was that one? It was really good.
Yeah. I mean,
Where is that? Click the categories, sort alphabetically,
and you're like, damn, there are so many different genres that begin with 18 plus.
Yeah.
But if it weren't for the surprise me button, how would I know I'm into Korean amputated pregnant women?
Yeah, no. I don't choose that path.
So what's your answer?
Steve's dead now.
I don't even know the question anymore. Sometimes.
I'm not really sure, but I know that I'm dying a lot sooner than I had anticipated.
Are all three of you dead
from
your porn watching?
I'm fine.
Hot Wing said he was dead.
Yeah, but one of us would be dead if it was about lying.
Why are you looking at me?
Because Howings was saying a joke about you.
No.
He did. This text, I just gave Kelly the gift of throat singing. That's pretty great.
Oh,
that's your new skill.
Yeah, like, it's like one of those weird Norwegian things.
That hurt.
Oh, I was like, why are we gooing? I forgot.
Why are we gooing?
Why are we gooing?